Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. With a ceasefire in Syria expected to take effect by Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama says ending the conflicts in Syria and Iraq is instrumental to the defeat of the Islamic State terrorist network.
At the outset, I want to say again that this remains a difficult fight. The situation in Syria and Iraq is one of the most complex the world has seen in recent times. ISIL's entrenched, including in urban areas, using innocent civilians as human shields.
He added the war in Syria is a proxy war between regional powers reflecting deep sectarian rivalries. Obama made his comments after meeting with top security officials at the State Department Thursday. He said there are indications the flow of foreign fighters into Syria seems to be slowing down, making it harder for the militants to replenish their ranks. The United States and Nigeria are in talks about sending U.S. military advisors to Nigeria's Borno state to help with the fight against Boko Haram insurgents. A U.S. official has told VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden that the talks are ongoing, but no decision has been made about the proposed deployment. Voters in Iran are choosing members to the parliament Friday in the first national election since last year's historic nuclear agreement that lifted some international sanctions in exchange for Iran curbing its nuclear activities. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is among millions of voters selecting members to the conservative-dominated 290-seat parliament, as well as the 88-member Assembly of Experts. This is VOA News. The latest debate among Republican candidates for the U.S. presidency Thursday turned into a shouting match as the candidates tackled issues such as illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. But as the questioning began, it was frontrunner Donald Trump's closest rivals with a shared agenda, attacking the credibility of the billionaire businessman.
But you're the only person on the stage that's ever been fined for hiring people to work on your projects illegally. You hired some workers from Poland.
No, I'm the only one on the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody.
He is promising if he's elected, he will go and cut deals in Washington. And he's right. He has supported, he has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democrats. Anyone who really cared about illegal immigration wouldn't be hiring illegal immigrants.
On the international front, Trump said he would not support the ceasefire deal set to take place in Syria. Two other candidates, Ohio Governor John Kasich and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, remain in the race and were on the debate stage, but their message seemed overshadowed by the verbal tussle between the top three candidates. The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says 2015's fourth quarter saw the gross domestic product expand at a 1% annual rate. Experts initially put the GDP growth rate a bit slower than that, and this estimate is a routine revision based on more complete data. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4%. Many analysts say U.S. growth will probably speed up later this year as consumers benefit from an improving job market and lower gasoline costs. China has assured global financial leaders that the world's second-largest economy is still in a good position despite slowing growth and a continued depreciation of its currency, the Chinese yuan. And while concerns persist about the pace of much-needed reform in China, policymakers are signaling they will take a more flexible approach to much-needed measures. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions would make all exported cargo subject to inspection and halt imports of all products that could be used for military purposes. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power presented the resolution Thursday after 7 weeks of negotiations between the United States and China, North Korea's closest ally. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.